forever. Dog.
Race Chaser.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome back to Race Chaser, a podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, starting from the very beginning.
I object.
And then jumping around however we please, from continent to continent, from sea to shining sea.
From she to shining she, pejorative.
That's it.
Yes.
That's it. My name is Alaska. What is yours?
I'm Willem.
Hello.
The last week was heartbreaking. We said goodbye to Crystal. And saying bye to Crystal, it's not always a clean break.
You always have a hard time with that.
It's hard to say goodbye, my love.
The Tina musical just opened.
I know. I saw Oprah with, her name's Adrienne, the girl that plays Tina.
She's amazing.
She's so good.
I saw little clips.
My friend Nick Burrows is in it. He just got out of King Kong. He's like an Ike understudy.
Yeah.
The body. The voice.
The body.
The body. She was in Something Rotten, too. But I wonder if she would sing the hit, Break Up, Bye Bye. I love that song. It's been in my head for a week.
I know. I can't stop thinking, Bag of Chips is stunning.
Class.
Last week, of course, yes, it was the girl group challenge. And we said goodbye to Crystal. It's the hardest one to say goodbye to. You're a bunch of ugly, talentless, horrible little witches. That was not in our DMs. Was actually Crystal's lipstick message.
And it did say more. It said, and I love you all. Or, and
yes,
I'll miss you all.
And I'm going to miss you all.
Like, perfectly. These girls, their exit lines have been genuinely laugh out loud funny. And their mirror messages have been either funny or well-written and poignant.
It's the UK divas.
These girls know their comedy, and they've been using every second of screen time to their advantage.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm very impressed with this version of the show so far.
Yes.
Vivian's not impressed with Davina, though.
This is... Okay. When
Get
you're
by
out
her.
There, and you're in the Thunderdome, you're... If you're dealing with any insecurity or anything personally, it's going to come to the surface.
Bubble and boil.
It is, because it's a high-pressure scenario. It's heightened. It's a microcosm of the real world, as RuPaul says. So I think Davina is starting to feel really defensive and starting to feel, like, underestimated by the other girls.
Well, she hadn't won yet so far. She only has her first Ru-Peter badge was the girl group challenge, wasn't it?
Yes.
So I could understand her, those being pushed up even further by the lack of a trophy, you know?
Right. And she's sort of like popping off at Vivian, who Vivian was in the bottom two last week. Like, I don't know. What does it matter what Vivian thinks of you? But it's really getting under her skin, like, in this moment. And she's like, well, you don't think I'm any good. And Vivian's like, well, all I've seen is you in a red wig and a silver dress
for the last 10 years. That was...
I'm doing really offensive accents. I'm sorry. Is this offensive? Please write in at racechaserpod@gmail.com to tell me if I'm racist.
I think... I know the wig that Vivian is talking about because... I've seen Davina in it. She does do
it. It's her promo wig.
It's a red signature hair.
It's her signature hair. And there's nothing wrong with having a signature look. And it's not the only look that Davina does. So don't do all that gunge.
Yeah, at all. Maybe Vivian isn't as versed with Davina's career as Davina thinks she should be.
I believe it's the Vivian.
Oh, my.
So if we could just please keep it.
I'm so sorry.
No, I understand. And it's sort of like you want to be known and understood by your peers in this scenario. And I think Davina is feeling like, you don't even see me. You don't even know what I'm about. You don't, like, you should have chosen me for your team or wanted me on your team because I'm fucking awesome. And she's going through all of it. Those emotions.
The Vivian should have chosen anyone for her team but the people she picked. basically. Including,
but it wasn't even the Vivian's team to pick. It was Crystal.
Crystal will get you every time. Every time. I do love that the girls are kind of like doing the Homer and fading into the closet as they watch the Cheryl and Baga's faces are priceless. And I know that the cameras did cut in later. She said, okay, go in the closet and just move the clothes and look shocked. Because I was like, that camera angle wasn't there before. They definitely pushed
in. I was like, where's the cameraman? Because where's the camera operator? Because there's a close-up of Baga pulling apart the clothes rack and just Muppet facing. I've been trying to figure out who Bag of Chips looks like, and there's a few. Okay. She looks like Betty Davis.
Easy.
She looks like...
the frog meme?
She looks like Pepe the Frog. Yeah.
For sure.
And I don't know who else. If there's any other side-by-sides of Baga.
Have you noticed that the editing on the UK version has been so tight, and they've given so many more bells and whistles? Like, they've given, like, dings. They made Davina's voice just go dry and drolling and slow, and, like, when she was just yammering on in the...
oh, my God.
In her commercial that she was filming for the water today.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they did, like, sound effects to make her seem boring to the other girls.
Yeah.
Like, they're really pushing how they want their audience to feel with their editing effects.
For sure.
They've always done it with music. Like, when Blue's critique on The Runaway comes up, and you think she wasn't in the top, so all of a sudden this minor key ominous music starts, it's very clear what's going to happen. That's always been standard in reality TV shows. But, like, slowing people's voices down and giving them, like,
it's heightened.
Diamond eye dings. It's like, okay.
It's for sure heightened.
The slow-mo and the lip sync when you throw yourself on the ground.
Yeah.
Hi, Cheryl.
The slow motion dance kick, Alexis Mateo.
Bam!
I'm gonna knock, a knock, a knock, a knock.
All right. The top five is in the workroom the next day. I feel like it's the same day, though. But it's already the next day? I don't know how.
You all right, babes?
Well, same group. They just come in and they're like, top five.
Yeah, because we open with
the night before.
Week. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
I should know how this works.
No video message this week?
No.
Nope. Okay, well. Say, hey, it saves more room for the challenge. And
more room for the Brit crew.
Bag of Chips is cartoonish antics.
Honestly, she's gold.
She's the cartoon character.
I can't wait to see her on All Stars. If what? If she doesn't win.
I think she's going to win. I don't know.
Yeah.
We're having a little tiff like Michelle Visage and Cheryl did. Judging panel.
Well, I think Cheryl was right.
Well, her name isn't Bangers and Mash, is it? Her name's Bag of Chips.
But it's food related.
Well.
And most of the people that will probably watch... No, this is going to sound racist.
Well.
I was going to say, most of the people that are going to watch this are American, because the UK is the size of California, and more faggot Americans are going to watch this than UK people. So
we don't know.
We don't know what Bag of Chips, there's not a sausage in it at all. I didn't even know what a banger was. I figured mash was mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be surprised.
Bangers are sausages.
If there was random charcuterie all over Bag of Chips.
Well, speaking of charcuterie, I want to talk about BBC.
Same.
And this stands for boxers, briefs, or commando. Now, I thought they were going to do, and Baga thought this as well, for commando, I thought they were going to do dicks out.
I was hoping and praying, but they
did. You know, it's the BBC, it's UK. They get away with swearing on the show.
They've had naked people on their show, too, before. They've done that naked dating, Scared and Afraid.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that kind, they're
will. BBC?
Probably England. England or UK. I don't fucking know. I don't have cable in America, let alone Europe. They also showed how to put a condom on something on the TV in the UK, because I remember seeing that and thinking,
oh. You clearly skipped that, didn't you? Skipped that episode. Big Dipper's face just was like, can you say that?
I had to use an IP router and it just didn't work.
Can you say that?
The biggest dick was in the commandos because the sweatpants almost didn't come down over it. I rewatched it to see if I could see where any ridges and cannulas were so I could more accurately remember it for later.
Cannulas.
But yeah, the one in the middle, him, the ball headed one. Ooh.
And he's looking this way. Here I go.
Lock up the pussy. That's what that was for. Lock it up. I will say that the Brit crew is looking fine. I would prefer them in shoes. I choose crews with shoes. No. But Tom looks great, and all the other boys. That one really tall one. Oh, with the beard. Yeah, he's number two in line. I need to get them all in line for a little cough.
Yeah,
cough.
This is a fun way to get to know the Brit crew, and it's fun and sexy and goofy. And who wins the mini challenge but Devintra?
Who's got a knack for it?
Yeah, she can spot a fucking boxer brief from a mile away, from a kilometer away.
Ask the boys to turn around, she would have been able to see the brief line or something, I feel like. But I'm very happy for her. And her prize is a video chat with Katya.
Oh.
And Katya is bedeckled in the stones, the Swarovskis.
Yeah.
She's got everything glued to her. Preciosas.
Yes.
Everything. And just banged out, good hair. She looks like if someone said, we need a drag queen, and they sent in Katya, she would be fitting for any purpose that they needed. You could fuck her. She's funny. She can dance. She's like, she's a good talker. She knows where her camera is. She's good with the button. Great teeth. She's one of my favorite drag queens. She's always entertaining me, for sure.
I really liked her makeup in this.
Gorge, the purple poison plum eye with the blue glitter on the lid.
Yeah, it was really pretty.
Resplendent. And then when she smiles, you can see all of her teeth, and I just want to stick my tongue in her molars. I don't know why. You ever see someone with really nice teeth and you just want to put your tongue on them? Mm-hmm. Or you want to feel like what they feel like with your tongue? Or anything. I put a lot of things in my mouth. Whatever. The Maxi Challenge this week is the divas creating and marketing their own brand of bottled water, which sounds...
This is fun I like this because there's nothing to a bottle of water. There is... It's literally, you are just, it is a marketing challenge. They are giving you a blank slate and they're saying, okay, sell this. I like that.
Young, Broken, Fabulous. Very that.
Let me tell you about my book one more time. Young, Broken, Fabulous.
We're out of time.
Well, I have to tell you about this drink. I have to tell you about this drink, though. It's the berry,
Akaka. all the girls are doing storyboards, which is a great idea. You always do storyboards.
Love a storyboard.
Break it down.
Cheryl is going through it. She's like, I haven't won a repeater badge. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to do this. And the other girls aren't really helping. Vivian jumps in and says, I don't know, girl. You've been doing this Essex thing a lot.
Some advice?
Just interjecting herself. It wasn't, do you have any advice for me?
It was from across the room.
Can I get in your head for a second? Hey, so don't do the thing you were planning on
don't
doing.
Don't do that thing that everybody giggles at and enjoys. Do something else.
Because if there was a challenge where you're supposed to do like the character of you, it's this challenge.
Yes, marketing yourself.
So like, okay. So.
Yeah. Cheryl's Welsh accent sounds like an American accent to me. Like she's trying to do colloquial American. And it doesn't sound like Richard Burton, who's the only, or Catherine Zeta-Jones.
It wasn't a salute.
No. It was a deep something else.
It shows that your first instinct is usually the way to go. And her first instinct was to do...
An Essex girl.
The Essex girl.
Yeah.
That we know and love.
Rue's walkthrough is, I don't know who shit in the pot that she's stirring, but she has all the tea and she's bringing up all the stuff that the girls were just talking about just to keep it fresh. They want to make sure they talk about all their problems every day. It's just the way she talks about the whole thing with the Vivian and Davina with them fighting. It's just like, you know exactly what happened. You saw the footage. You saw the dailies. You just want them to tell you in the same room.
Have you had any fights recently with anyone?
About anything?
Did you have any disagreements of any
kind? And what was that like? And what was that about? Just trolling the dolls.
Well, of course, because that's the story.
They need
something. That's what we're going with.
There's only five of them left. They got to make everybody into mortal enemies. Or at least appear like it.
And
I hate you. We're taking a break.
Yeah, let's take a break. The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones, and, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite, and you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take down time and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
We are back. We are no longer mortal enemies.
No longer. It was so good to make it up with you.
Yeah.
Blue's process of figuring out what she's going to do with this challenge makes sense. It's finding something that pleased the judges in the past, which was being a right scallywag. Blue.
She was playing blue for sure. Blue is where you do like adult material.
When they say no blue material, that means none of the seven words and nothing that couldn't be aired on late night TV.
Fuck, shit, dick, cunt.
Pussy.
Ass. No. Asshole.
Titty. Maybe.
Yeah. I'm a right tit.
Right tit. and her Mary Berry thing was funny, but I don't know if it's funny for like a minute on its own. Like it was cute as like a little pop-up thing in the Snatch Game, but I don't think she has much more options to go with. And it feels like this one will work. It'll work before, but I don't know.
Well, Rue says it right, though. Rue is like, you're a young person and you're trying to figure out what your product is, what your brand is. And she's sort of saying, you are more than just like naughty, nasty jokes. That's cute for a taste, but not for a swallow.
Yeah.
And I thought Blue actually went in the right direction with more of like the message was more.
Yeah, political at first.
Yeah, it was more uplifting. It was like finding yourself.
Jobs and recyclables.
Right. And then it went blue and that's sort of when it went south.
Now, going blue is something that people kind of do as a crutch or in times of like frantic where you're like stalling on stage. So you go blue or you go bitchy. A lot of times drag queens, they get really dirty or really bitchy. And attack audience members.
I do sassy. I don't do bitchy.
I do surly. I don't do burly. Bag of Chips has 3 Rupeter badges.
That vest, her blouse is getting weighed down and stretched out.
There's
going to
be some poles in the silk.
All that flair. She could work at Jennifer Aniston's restaurant.
Boy, oh, I love Office Space.
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to come in this weekend. I love that Rue actually tells Bagga what to do, and it turns out way better for her. Like, and then Rue literally says, not that I'm blah, blah, blah. What did she say? Rue says something about it. Like leading a horse to water.
Oh, yeah. She's not trying to lead the witness.
That's it.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to call her a horse.
Moose juice is loose.
I like the moose juice, though. I wish she would have kept the name.
I know. I kind of like the original idea, but...
Yeah, but I wouldn't want Cheryl and Michelle to get another quibble.
Her name isn't Moose. It's Bag of Chips.
God. Like, how are you so, like, ungracious to a guest?
No, you're supposed to make sparks. And Michelle, her function on that panel is
to agitate.
Well, it's her job to be the counter to Graham, to Alan, to whoever the guest judge is.
It's her job to be the counter to all the loveliness.
It's a hard job, and she does it really well, and she fucking looks good doing it. But we'll get to that when we get to the runway. Mm-hmm. Have you seen this Cheryl Green outfit before? Have you seen it anywhere?
I saw it when I worked with her.
Really?
She told me where it was from. And I asked if she put the pearls on herself. And she's like, no, it came right like that from...
It's from... Oh, yes, that's where it is. No, I bleeped it. That
was, oh, okay.
You thought I was being rude.
I thought you were giving it a
no,
dispute.
No, we do not give away our sources for garments.
No.
Girl, these websites out there, the girls be protecting their websites. Lola won't tell you where the fuck she got
shit. She made me go through 48 pages of Charlotte Russe pretending that something was on there.
And it wasn't from Charlotte
Russe. And it wasn't on there. And then when she finally did tell me, I had to swear not to wear the garment until she wore hers first. So I wore it the next week on the Oscars.
Oh, my God.
But I had to. I had nothing else to wear, Lola, and I'm very sorry.
But deep friend of the pod, Lola LaCroix, drag queen of the week.
DQOW. Decal. She's our decal. Decal, if you're in Montreal. I think that Cheryl gets most of her outfits from the same spot.
This is her promo look. That's what I was referring to.
Yeah, and yeah. I talked to her about it. When she
I
wore
think
it
she
before.
Should have wore it on the green screen, and she would have just been a bunch of dots like a molecule.
I mean, I tried to when I tried to wear something with green on it because I wanted it to look cheap and tacky for the they said no, and I understood that. But then when I went back for the thing with Sharon and Latrice, I've talked about this before, that we all had shiny stuff. Latrice had AB sequins. Sharon had something metal. I had like a studded jacket. They're like, you can't wear anything shiny, no sequins. We're doing green screen. It all reflects. There's green. And we're like, you didn't tell us any of this before. Sharon is from Pittsburgh. Latrice is from Florida. I mean, I have other wardrobe options, but like you should have told people this. And like when you're shooting on a green screen, the first thing you should tell the girls is, by the way, no green. Because like what if like their whole act revolved around like trees or leaves or something, and then you're fucked. So I think giving the dolls the most information to do the best at the challenge would have been a good thought. But so would giving everybody on set shoes. It's not always how things... What you think will happen isn't necessarily what is going to happen.
Yes. She talks with DDC, Davina. She brings up the the little
It was a sequin dress, not a silver dress. No, it was a silver dress, not a sequin dress. Vivian is basically redlining this whole conversation as it happens in edit. Well, it wasn't that, it was this. Well, okay.
Well.
And it's wonderful talking out the mouth. And obviously, this will be the. I feel like they're setting people up for the top two, like a face off. They want the stakes there for this win.
Sure.
And Vivian and Bagga aren't fighting.
They're a little alliance.
Yeah, I feel like
for sure. And it's always better to have a little conflict with somebody as you move forward. As when it gets down to like a few people left, mm-hmm. because they're not going to get rid of the conflict. They're going to keep that to see how it plays out.
Like Roxy had a conflict with Jinx. Jinx had a conflict with the mirror.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Y'all saw.
Now, let's take a sip of Michelle Visage's new water line. Ooh, okay. That was funny. LOL'd.
How did I get cum on the microphone?
Oh, my gosh. I wouldn't put it past
you. Where did you spit from?
South mouth, baby, this evening.
South mouth.
I LOL'd at that.
I do like that Viv and Davina automatically, as soon as someone cracks a joke that's funny enough, they both laugh.
Of course.
And they kind of like clear the air. I mean, that's what drag queens do. When another girl turns in your song and you can't do it, you're pressed for a second. But then, like, you rip her eyelash off right before you go on, and it's fun again.
Oh, my gosh. We don't do that.
I have.
I don't recommend doing
that. It's very fun.
We fire up. We flare up really quick, and then...
But then we get our Valtrex prescription refilled. And it's manageable.
We usually find ourselves laughing and kikiing 20 minutes later in the dressing room. So this is definitely a case of that happening.
Trying to sexually harass a shop boy.
Oh, my
plain grab ass.
Oh, my gosh.
I miss S4.
Let's get into the green screens.
I love that Graham's directing. Like, I find him endlessly entertaining and valid and credentialed enough to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's good at this.
I mean, I think a little female cohort would have been better. Maybe a touch of Alessandra Torresani.
Oh, in like, mini gloves.
You know, maybe sometimes something just needs a Cylon's touch.
Deep friend of the pod, Alessandra Torresani.
Deep friend. Blue goes in first, and the other queens just sit there and watch.
This is a fun new element. We didn't have this when I was on Drag
Race. Where the girls
Race.
Just watch?
Where the girls watch you do your green screen.
I mean, they now watch them do the talent show.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then they take any reactions from anything and use that. That's not necessarily indicative of how the person went. Like, remember on the talent show where they showed Gia smiling at Farrah falling, but the person behind her is still wearing the outfit that they already took off. So, like, we know she's not smiling at that. I mean, Gia's rotted and we love her, but, like, she was smart enough to not smile on the outside at that point. So they pulled it from somewhere.
Smirk.
Yeah,
that
God bless
smirk.
Gia Gunn, national treasure.
Truly. It adds this added element of you get all the reaction
Mindfuck.
Shots. And you're more nervous because everyone's watching you. And you can't be off stage working while someone else is on stage.
You don't get any more time.
Right.
Yeah.
So it really makes sense that they do this. And it was sort of like on season 5, you would go and do your thing. And then you'd come back in the workroom and you'd be like, it went great. Everything was fine. Like, it was fabulous.
There's no lying this time.
Right. So this, it's like everyone sees how it goes. Yeah.
And Blue Hydrangeas went super sexual at the end, and she did a couple wig changes, but it didn't make me guffaw at any point. I was like, okay, more of the same.
Yeah, it was serviceable.
Yeah, it was fine, but for
wasn't
top
a train
but for top five, you're like, okay, I want to be blown away a little bit more. I mean, Rue does say that this is the top five drag queens in the UK. I don't think that that's true. The UK and Ireland. Do I have to say and Ireland? RuPaul
well,
says...
Well, no, this is Drag Race UK. Northern Ireland is part of the UK.
Is that where Blue's from?
Yes.
Okay.
We're going to the UK and Ireland.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Oh, Dublin's not
For
Northern
Race
Ireland?
Chaser Live.
Ding. Tickets available at holyt or draggedup.net. November 22nd in Glasgow, November 25th in London, November 26th in Manchester, November 27th in Glasgow.
Oh, Kerr!
Shit, I flipped around. November 22nd in Glasgow, November 27th in Dublin.
Oh, Kerr!
I want to see the receipts.
I don't even remember what I was talking about.
Well.
Oh, yeah.
Next, we have Cheryl Hole's Dancing Diva Drink.
Yeah. Davina is... I mean, I know that Davina probably didn't volunteer this. They probably said, tell us something bad about Cheryl and something good about her day. You know how you have to do that.
Yeah.
And she said, Cheryl's ad was a bit scatty, but that was probably her best outfit. And honestly, her runways have been kind of cocktail party. There hasn't been anything that's been like, oh my God, custom atelier. You know, nothing's given me a brown cow sensation.
Ooh-ah.
Mm-mm.
Right.
It gave me an uh-uh, not a ooh-ah.
Right.
And this outfit I like, and I love all the elements of it, but it's not flattering, honestly. I don't think that...
The silhouette is very standard Cheryl Hole.
Yeah, it just gives me a thumb. There's no peplum to give, like, a bottom half, you know?
Sure.
Yeah.
It's a dance costume. And she says herself, she's like, well, luckily I have about 40 other of these over on the rack.
Thank God for bulk shipping.
She's aware. She knows what her product is and she delivers it at all times.
Yeah. She wears that promo hair, her promo hair ponytail.
Yes, for mm-hmm. sure.
You want to get that ponytail right up an inch from the lace.
It was her entrance hair.
Was that it?
I don't think it's a promo hair.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
It needs some bulking, but it's very pretty and the lace is clean.
A
I will note that.
A bulking cycle.
A bulking cycle, for sure. A wefting cycle. The Vivian is very confident in her comedy and her characters, and she's basically saying it's like another Snatch Game for her, where she killed the eventual product that I saw at the end was funnier than watching her make it, which makes sense. Because after sure. editing and everything, like Davina's, I didn't know where the fuck that was going. I thought that was a PSA. But it worked in the end. But they had her, they showed the other queens like falling asleep and like droning off and like making Davina like go on and on like a Charlie Brown professor. But Davina's super confident it will work out, and she's what's the word? Vengeified?
Vindicated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Vengeified, coming on the CW this fall with Madeline Stowe.
Bag is chippy tea water.
Makes zero sense, but I love it.
It's funny, it's wacky, and it's a fish-flavored water, which I didn't get any
of. It's fish-flavored.
I know that she had a concept and a reason for the, but it was sort of all just... It was sort of jumbled and sort of lost.
Oh, because bag of chips doesn't just mean french fries. It means the fish that comes with it, you think? A bag of and chips?
No, chips are fries.
I know, but like, you know how you get like a fish and chips?
I think the confusing thing was that she did sausages instead of saying fish.
Where'd she get it?
Well, that's probably
craft services that day?
That's probably all they had on set.
No, fish and chips, you think?
No, they probably only had sausage rolls on set.
Oh, so she changed her.
I don't know. I wish one of these girls would give us some intel.
I want to see the receipts.
We're going to take a break.
I want to break up. Bye, bye, bye. Hope I see you in the next life.
The Davina.
Still in our heads after all this time.
The Davina chat with Katya, the video chat fails, but then it turns into a real life little kiki. And
yeah,
I know that,
that
Davina and Katya must know each other after all the tours that all of us have been on. I've toured like two or three times with Davina.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, so it's nice to see, like, you know, because the pressure cooker that is Drag Race, they take away all creature comforts, contact mm-hmm. with those that you know, your phone, a dick, stuff like that.
For some of us.
For some of us. I think that this is a nice moment of just seeing two girls like getting on. Like when you don't see your mate for a long time, you're like,
Yeah. I see a note on here, Dipper. It says, did you see Courtney's tweet? What is that referring to?
Or treat.
Treat?
What did I write? No, tweet.
Treat? Oh, mine looks like treat. I was like, lots have seen Courtney's treats.
Twitter. Twitter.
Twitter.
There was a titter.
Did you see Courtney's tweet?
We did
no,
not see Courtney's
about
tweet.
What?
What was it?
About Katya.
No.
No.
Oh, my
God. As we both look at each other.
We're like, what is Courtney getting into? Because she likes to live Instagram the dolls. Why you should never cut your own bangs, Katya, on Drag Race.
And then Katya responded with?
Katya said, OMG, fuck off, cunt.
It just it was a, it was a,
I thought her bangs looked great.
A friendly jab.
A jab.
I have the wig that Courtney was pushing through for 3 years. It was called the Katya. It is called the Katya now, but it was called the Mari. And it was a dusty, ashy, desert dust laden, not even a bob, but she tried to push that through. I couldn't believe it. She wore it to gigs when she got paid. And then we tried to burn it in the desert and she said we could. And then she took it back and hid it in the RV, but I still have it.
And then she won Celebrity Big Brother UK.
But no money. Really, I'm just jealous of her boots, though. Oh, yeah, those Bawadam boots. Those boots were everything. I told Katya, I just texted her. She sent me back a heart about her look. It's really good. Was there anybody that you got to talk to from the outside world? Your mom came in for a makeover, right?
Yeah, that was lovely.
That must have been great.
Yeah, it was really nice. We cried a lot.
She bring any hooch with her?
No, but we got boots drunk after our episode. Like, shitty drunk. They let us, like, hang out afterward.
My mom and I got fucked up at Pulse once, and then a picture fell on her head. And they were all worried because the bass was, like, thumping off the wall in her, like, booth. And they're like, you want a medic? And they're like, no, get me another bottle.
Damn.
That's my mother.
Work.
That is all our mother. Katya tells Davina that if she thinks about herself in as the best thing in the competition above everybody else, just visualizing that will be her key to success. And I kind of agree with her, just tuning everything out and doing what you want and doing it for yourself, I think kind of works. And it's in Rue's book. If you treat yourself like a superstar, eventually everyone will catch up. You just foster that notion and it becomes the way of the nation type of thing, you know?
Sure. And I think thinking of it for longevity purposes, I think that's absolutely right. It's like doing yourself fully is never going to let you down. Even if it sends you home, ultimately, in the long run, people will still have gotten to know you. And that's better in the long run.
Yeah, because if you do some fucking character and then you're like, oh, I should have just been me. That could suck too, because not everybody's amazing. But at least you were true to yourself, you know? And then you're not kicking yourself in the ass for pretending to be something you're not.
It's better to fail being yourself than to succeed being inauthentic.
What? I don't agree with that. I'm just trying to make the girls who went home feel good.
Like, let's talk about some mirror chats.
Mirror chats.
Oh, the girls talk about their substance issues.
A little bit of vice. Cheryl used to drink too much when she was living and working in London.
Tea, it's easy to do that in the world of drag.
But it did not like proliferate down into her drag, as far as I know. She's always been looked at as professional.
Yeah.
Shows up, throws herself on the ground, does a dance.
But personally, it can be really harrowing and really difficult because it is, we're often working in a party scenario and we're expected to be the party. And so sometimes the party can take over.
I saw a girl on a Monday once wearing her Friday night gig.
Ariel Versace?
Ah!
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
No, not the Versnotch. And it's a hard C, Versace. Not that she even says her name right. Well, it is Versace. It's not Versace. It's Donatella's pet peeve. She said it in a Vogue 70. She's like, it's Versace.
Okay.
Yeah, not Ariel Versace.
That, and I see that.
Che. I'm Italian. That's what I do. Correct people.
I'm Italian. I'm from New York. Forgotten the gays. I'm Italian. It's funny. I'm Italian.
She's Italian.
I'm Italian. New York Italian.
Is there a queen from the kingdom that you would have wanted to talk to while you were there in any of your incarnations of Drag Race? Any of the eight?
No. I'm just kidding. Probably you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. If only they had my number.
Like when you popped up for the girls on All Stars that one time. That would have been really fun.
Yeah. And you know I would have brought some shit with me too.
Yeah. Probably. A laptop under the ice machine.
on top of it.
Oh.
What did you even do with that laptop?
Oh.
I was trying to get it because the person booking the Go-Go Boys was like fucking around.
Running her empire.
But the hotel didn't have, it had the plug-in Wi-Fi, Ethernet back
Jesus,
then.
What year were you on Drag Race?
2011, cunt. The
fucking
same year you applied
Vinette
for.
Sandra Bullock.
Oh, remember when they made a TV show too with Daphne Zuniga?
No.
They made
the net was a TV show. I vaguely remember
on USA
that.
Or something.
If Sandy ain't involved, I ain't interested. Okay.
Bird Box, that bullshit. I need my Sandy.
Okay.
Speaking of Netflix shows, if anybody watches What If, the wigs are terrible. Renee Zellweger is in quite the hat. Quite the little hat.
Love Renee.
Squinting all over in her unit.
Love Renee.
I want to see that Judy movie.
Now, Vivian, she has a really, this is something that she's sharing on the show that she didn't share with anybody out in the world. And I saw a tweet from her, and she was saying, this is going to be an emotional episode for me because this is something that I dealt with in my life that I have not been open and public about. And it's her her drug addiction issues, which she struggled with for 4 years. And she lost 3 of her friends to drugs. She was kicked out of her house, told by her friends that she would be dead by 30. And now she's 2 years clean from drugs.
It makes me feel good because I was in a relationship where drugs were involved for a long time. Mm-hmm. And not to personalize everything to me, but I always told...
It's what we do.
Yeah, it's what we do.
You're a race chaser.
I always told him, I was like, you're a rich white man. You're never going to hit rock bottom. You won't get clean until you do that. And he eventually hit rock bottom. And the Vivian was right. It takes like a complete like realization, like, wow, I was up there and now I'm down here in the gutter and nobody's on top of me. Oh, I'm doing something wrong. The fact that she says she couldn't leave the party drugs at the party, I get that 100% because like you're the life of the party and then you go home during the day when the lighting is even brighter because the sun's up and you have nothing to do. Everybody that went to the party is doing their real life now and you're just alone.
Yeah.
With a dirty lace.
Right. I thought it was really brave of her and really cool of her to share this.
Me
because
too.
This is something that's really rampant in our community and just in general right now. So I think that she's going to have the opportunity to help a lot of people with sharing her story. So salute to you, the Vivian.
Deep salute. And also a deep, deep, deep salute.
Well,
do you do anything to maintain a normal level of party during a night where you're supposed to be having a good time without going overboard? Mine is I don't do anything extracurricular until after the show.
I'm the same way. I feel like I don't know if it's like a mental thing or if it's a spiritual thing, but like I don't like to be altered in any way before I go on stage.
I want all my wits about me.
Yes.
Because you never know what's going to happen. You never know who's going to heckle.
Yes.
You want to be there and able to do the best job possible, I think.
Yeah.
And I can't sing on pot. That's why I wait. But I also like to be professional.
Yeah.
And I don't like to see the promote. I don't want to allow the promoters to see me doing drugs until after, even if they got me the drugs. I just think it's professional.
Yeah. And it shows that, you know, you have a level of caring about what you the product that you're putting out and that you're there to show up and do a job.
I'm here to do a job. So put your dick in my mouth. Here's my thumb drive. Don't start it till I say hit it. And then, you know, have the bucket waiting off stage because I'm going to need it to spit it out after. Yeah.
And as far as maintaining a somewhat normal life, as our outline says, thank you, Dipper Teen Tra, for this. No, I do. I have to fortify, you know, myself. I like spending time with myself. So, like, I have to balance out. Our job is very social. We're around lots of people. We meet 100 people in an hour and take pictures, and then we're entertaining a large audience.
Group rates.
Right. So it's very social. It's very go. It's very talk. So I have to fortify it with being by myself and shutting the fuck up.
Mm-hmm. Serenity prayer.
I just saw a messy man.
Grant me the serenity.
Thank you.
Go placidly amid the noise and the paste jewels.
Oh, girl.
This main stage, I have to say it now.
Because we love.
Oh,
we love. Mother RuPaul is in a red feather gown and a duster.
A matching duster.
With her windswept bronzed hair.
And colored should have a U in it. Bronze colored hair.
Oh, sorry.
In the no UK.
Problem. For yeah. the future. Michelle Visage looks resplendent. Center part, slick really back chignon. Beautiful. Graham really? Norton looks hot enough to fuck. And Cheryl has a lot of hair in. You see the layers around her chin.
Couple bags.
There, and then
couple bags
to the belly button. Hey. Bring it to the belly button.
Yeah. Cheryl, I love the one name divas that we've been getting on the judging panel.
I know.
Jerry.
Does no one have a last
Cheryl.
Name after 30?
Willem.
Oh.
Well. I don't know. Willem.
Well, I have one name because the last name is so hard to say that no one says it right, even though it's only 5 letters.
And your last name is Too Blue.
Too Blue.
I do like to play blue sometimes.
Maybe you should get some blue hydration. I think there's a backstock.
Soak it up.
Bitch, I wonder if they'll be selling water at DragCon UK.
Ooh.
Maybe they'll have pools.
Actually,
that'd be a bad idea, wet queens.
When you pose it that way, if you were to say all of these were on sale at Drag World or DragCon, I would probably buy a bag of chips as water the most. That would probably be the one I would buy first.
I want to taste anything that shouldn't taste like what it should taste like.
Yeah.
Like those potato chips that are turkey stuffing flavor that are vegan from Trader Joe's. They're the best thing ever. Oh, my God.
I'm gonna put them in my stuffing.
I'm going to put them in my own anal cavity with an apple and some capers.
I don't like stuffing. I don't hate it. I tolerate it. As part of the Thanksgiving package. It has never been the centerpiece for me. So those chips, it literally brings... It's like... Okay, let's move on.
I'm so
I can't
sorry.
Even...
I'm sorry for your gag. Rainy Day Eleganza.
Yeah, we get a runway. Can we watch the runway?
Bring it to the runway.
Runway. What would you have done for a rainy day runway?
I'd freaking out the Westwood. I probably would have not asked and just done some sort of, I would have gone on stage, gorgeous, turned around, rolled out a slip and slide, squirted a ton of water and slip and slided down the runway. Lube. Oh, lube would work too. J-Lube.
I love that.
Yeah, I think that's, I would have done something wet like that and then just gotten real wet like I was in like some sort of, the same material that Davina's coat was made out of, I would have done that in like a bikini and some knee-high Wellington boots.
Love that.
But like stone.
Wellies.
Yeah, exactly. That would have been my rainy day thing.
Yeah.
A wet t-shirt contest, perhaps.
Yeah, I liked that the Vivian did the wet hair look.
Yeah. Like,
which did none of the other girls do?
None of the others did them, but I did notice that Cheryl and Baga were in basically the same wig, styled differently.
That Webster Mari.
That Webster
is
Mari.
Very popular.
You know the one. It is right here, gal. Same wig, just brushed back.
The same wig.
And you can find that on Race Chaser Pod on Instagram, where you can follow the dolls.
It's also known as the Lola LaCroix.
And the Mari, if you were in the 90s.
The Mari. Put on a Mari for your date, love.
On a Mari. And
let's watch this runway. Davina comes out. I thought her grasp of this was one of the strongest for me. The
hat wasn't large enough scale-wise to work with the wig.
She's doing a reveal. She gets rid of the hat. She gets rid of the coat. And then she has little stones to indicate rain droplets. I think she looks cool and fierce. This is a deep salute for me.
Okay, I definitely would not wear either of the things that she is working on the runway. But it works on her. I just think a reveal is moot when what you have under it is ugly. And when you know it's going to be a reveal, it's kind of
I think it's
lost.
Pretty.
Okay, you're allowed to think that. You totally are.
Anyway, Cheryl Hole.
Big potato couture.
Right.
And this is, it. I know where she got this one too. It's like a very like wish.com thing. And on the website, it would look like it would fit you. And they're obviously smaller sizes from like maybe an Asian market. Like, you know how you get Wish stuff and everything's way smaller?
She's struggling with the fit of her garment.
But all in all, I do like it. But
Yeah, it's a good garment, but there are fit issues.
And there are no rain elements to it other than it would repel water as it does fashion.
Right.
Yeah.
Next, we have Bag of Chips catching flies in that open mouth again. Girl, she's literally like Ms. Pac-Man, just going sideways on the stage with a mouth wide open. Mouth wide open like she is at the dentist.
The look, though, for me gives me Mother of the Bride, but it may also be a funeral and a wedding. And she can't turn her head at all or lift her neck up more because the duck will fall.
Yeah.
She looks so ducking cute, though. Never mind. Sorry. I tried.
It's
ugly. It's ugly.
The upside down umbrella is perplexing.
But very bagga.
Very bagga. But can we use that as an excuse for every week?
I mean, Alyssa did.
Yeah.
So yeah, we can.
Okay. Next, we have the Vivienne Elphaba. Someone left an Elphaba out in the rain.
Some sort of tree hooker with who's sad about the climate change. It's very conceptual. I haven't seen many others do something like this. If you're going to be rain, though, I'd rather an April carry-on. I don't understand why her hands are brown and her face is blue, too.
And her neck is brown.
Her neck is brown.
There must be a reason for that.
Ran out of blue?
Well, she describes herself as she's Mother Nature.
Okay. So she. Oh. I think she is like a tree.
And then she's crying, which makes rain.
Or she's like the earth. This is, I mean, the Vivienne is a drag queen's drag queen.
She definitely is.
She's very Chad Michaels to me.
High concept, very thought out. Everything, yes. Every detail is tended to.
And when you are getting ready for the runway and you look across the room and you're putting on your thing that you got from the store, like your outfit. And then you look across the room and this woman has a fucking cloud hat with fucking rain chains and a fucking...
Rain chains!
You'd be scared. I'd be shitting my pants. It's really, really great. It's a deep salute. Of course. And then we have Blue Hydrangea. She's the queen of the makeup brush, as she professes. And this
Not
is a great
mad.
Makeup job. It's
so
really cool and inventive and very of that Instagram makeup style.
The brow is kind of that Aquaria cracker downturn Poirot. Is that how you say it? P-O-I-R-R-E-T?
Yeah.
I like the hairstyle. I wish it had a back tease in it. Back comb
sure.
a little bit, just to make it a little bigger. She's young. She's beautiful. It works.
Sort of a candy, playful, J. Jolie sort of interpretation.
Candy in a puddle.
Yeah.
Very that. We're going to take a break. Back with more puddle candy.
Let's get into these adverts.
Well,
now they are called adverts. These are not commercials.
Adverts.
These are not ads. These are fucking adverts. And don't you forget it.
I mean, if you're going to short advertisements 4 to 2, why not just go to 3?
What about advertisements?
Advertis.
That's how they say it over there.
Oh, yeah. I don't know her. Davina is praised for her thoroughness of her ad, which, you know, she's directed production. She sings in 5 languages. She choreographs, and all of her experience is showing in the end product of this ad.
I liked her ad.
Me too.
I thought it was the strongest.
It was definitely super duper. Did she win?
No.
Who won?
The Vivienne.
Oh, which I understood, but like, I thought Davina's was funnier.
It was...
I literally just watched this last night. How did I forget?
It was very thought out. Well, because I don't think the Vivienne stood out as the clear winner of this. I thought Davina kind of got... I think she kind of got shafted a little bit this week.
I think she got shafted for story purposes, FYI.
Okay. That's right. I mean, Davina's starting... dealing with feelings of being inadequate and at the behest of the Vivienne. So the Vivienne winning is going to be a bee in her bonnet for sure.
Davina can always take comfort with the fact that even though she's 35 or 37 and the Vivienne's 26, Davina looks like a young Make-A-Wish child when she has no eyebrows in Boy Interview. Just so cute with this mohawk, just like young.
She's beautiful, of course. Yeah.
Gorge.
And I thought that her ad was the strongest. It had, you know, concept and scenes and development. And it also had an environmental angle to it.
There was a lot in there. It crammed a lot in there. And I thought that, that the message was served well.
She did the fast-talking disclaimer at the end.
I love a queen that can do that.
Yeah. Really good at that. If you ever need a slow-talking disclaimer, call me.
If you ever need a slow-tucking disclaimer, you can also call her because she can't do that either.
You do the disclaimer on this podcast, but we have to speed it up.
We have a disclaimer?
At the end.
For what?
Saying that we don't own any of this material.
Race Chaser is not
affiliated with
affiliated with the BBC in any way.
Exactly.
Unless it's Big Black Cock, in which case Willa would like to be affiliated.
And it's called Big Black Cock.
Cheryl Hole gets to meet her namesake idol. And yet again, Cheryl, it doesn't really get favorable reviews, unfortunately.
It was like watching an awkward meet and greet. Thanks. Oh. And like Cheryl,
and when your band broke up, it completely devoed me.
Oh, when I was 10. Still smarting from that.
Like, I'm still mad that the band broke up.
Still mad. And when you took off your last name, my name didn't make sense. Can you bring that to Bick?
Australia's Drag Race. We're getting a jump
on. Oh, man, was that Australian?
With our accents and dialect.
I just felt like, oh, babes, thank you. Like, there's only so many times you could say thank you in a meet and greet.
It was sweet. And this is the sweetest.
Cheryl was very gracious. But also, it's like when I was at this party with Detox and a couple other girls, and we were hired to look like Baldessari paintings, which are like these photographs with dots and squares and random colors on them.
Yeah.
We were at the Regency Beverly Wilshire, which is
right,
exactly right near Escada. So it was like a very nice hotel, upscale Beverly Hills party. Uh-huh. And Angelica Houston walks in, and me and Dee are like,
And a black bob?
No, but she had her signature long bob.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh yeah, bobs for me or ear. Sorry. But anyway, Dee went up to her and she said, she's like, oh my God, I'm honored to meet you, XYZ. She's like, people kind of tell me I look like you. Meanwhile, Detox was in an orange fright wig with a red nose, and everything around her nose was painted gray, and with the Marge Simpson wig. Sorry.
Just mortified.
Angelica looked, she took one step back, squinted the eyes a little bit, and went, I can see that. Just the most gracious. And she actually took the time to look at Detox instead of just looking at the terrible makeup they made us do, that they were paying us to do, and was gracious and lovely. And I feel like Cheryl did that too, but like Cheryl Hole didn't look like her normal, like hair flipping girl band self on the runway, you know?
Right.
But I'm glad she got to have this moment and she got to perform for her idol.
Very magic moment.
Very.
Definitely.
Very like Dita doing it for Natalie, you know?
Totally. Yeah.
Very that.
Baga.
The judges liked the commercials, but the idea was just not strong enough. And everybody tried to tell her, but Michelle thinks the battered sausage and fish were the wrong move. But
maybe
sure.
Maybe it's just me.
It is. I love the snapback because Michelle is not always right. And I understand where Cheryl is coming from. And Cheryl's side eye is bigger than Michelle's.
I love this moment.
And she does get the last quip. They leave that little instance on Cheryl just not blinking and holding resolute.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Well.
I don't know. Well. I don't know, Michelle. I don't know.
It is.
I don't know, Willem.
It is. I don't know, Alaska.
I don't know.
Well, her name is Bag of Chips, not Bag of Sausage.
No, Bag of Sausage will be on the newly renewed next season of Drag Race UK.
I do have one thing I want to kind of note after we talk about the Vivian and her ad for Drippin'.
Drippin' with love. Mm. I have a song called Drip on my new album, Vagina, and it's really good. You should get into it.
Huh. I think we should. Maybe that could be our song of the week.
Drip is not affiliated with Drippin', the new water brand by the Vivian.
Her ad was great. I mean, she knew what she was doing.
Okay, but I don't know. Relying on like vaginal dryness humor. It's not.
It's not cutting edge.
It's not cutting edge. It's not, you know,
it's jokes for the
new
cheap seats for sure.
Right.
But
it was fine. It was serviceable.
Yeah, it was okay. Scouser. This is a Liverpool slang, I guess. And I think it just kind of means like a skank or a native of Liverpool. Never mind.
Oh.
Sorry. Wow.
Oh my God.
We looked it up. I rescind my definition. But
we are here. We are here at Race Chaser to have ongoing conversations and to learn and grow.
All you Scousers. Learning and growing.
Shout out to all the Scousers.
I think that when Rue says, you are the best five drag queens in the UK and you should all be very proud of yourself, I want to note that a lot of the drag queens who could have been on this year instead of some of the ones that like had never performed in drag or whoever else they needed for story, there were contractual obligations with a lot of people because they were on other stuff and they couldn't be on it. The UK has tons of other drag queens that are definitely of this caliber of talent, of the top five. Cheddar Gorgeous.
They kind of, but
so many.
It's hyperbole, though.
I know, but for
they say it every year.
You think
they
say
it again next year?
This is the best group of drag queens in the whole world. It's hyperbole. You never know who's out
hyperbole
there.
Hyperbole is also just another word for wrong in this case, because
there are queens who have never been on the show, who aren't going to audition for the show, who are amazing drag queens. So, you know, it's a turn of phrase.
I'm glad she didn't say it was Scaredy Cat in the Room when there were 10 queens, because that would have been an outright lie.
Okay.
Bless his heart. But if
not,
you've never performed in drag,
not
you should
not pronouning.
What?
He said, bless his heart.
Well, he doesn't have a female name, and he has a girlfriend. And so in my head, I'm calling him a he more so. And that's fine. People call me he.
You say call me he.
Yeah, because it's easy. And like, you know.
Call me by my he.
Call me by my he. Call me by my meat.
Oh, dear.
I just think it's like, it's nice to hear, but it's not true.
Sure.
And I really don't know what hyperbole means. I thought it's a math term.
It means exaggeration.
Oh.
Yeah.
Then yes, it is.
Yeah.
Huh.
You're perfect. You're beautiful. You look like right. Linda Evangelista.
So Blue, okay, we talked about her ad a little bit. It didn't really go anywhere.
It wasn't
much there. That clean ass soundbite. I just love it.
Much there.
There is no
much there.
There is no much background much music. There's much no there. Applause.
Much there.
So good. So this Untucked is very revealing. Cause Bag is like, I don't know the fucking song. I'm not learning
it. I'm not one of your young little pop chippies.
like
you don't. My zipper's broken.
Twitter was pissed about this. They don't like this.
They don't like Baga what?
They felt like she was just throwing in the towel, and they were like, we'll put her in the bottom if she's going to act like that, honey.
Well, I mean, you're allowed to throw in the towel. And
you're allowed,
Baga
yeah.
doesn't owe anything to any of the people watching. If she didn't feel like that was her day to perform and she didn't want to do it, she didn't have to. And she's already, here's the thing, the difference between the episode, if she were to go home this episode, or if she would have made, or potentially, I have no idea who the tops are, but if she makes it to the top three, the difference of that is only two episodes. So she's made her mark and she can go home whenever she wants. And if that's when she wanted to go home, good. But she doesn't. She's not even in the bottom. All that worrying and fretting for nothing. But I do like that all the girls are already joking around. Three out of those five girls there think they're on thin ice and they may have to lip sync. But Blue still has the energy and the nerve to harass Cheryl about talking about Cheryl Cole more. It's like, oh no, another girl band speech.
A lot of cutting eyes, a lot of sound effects.
the
wooden fish sound effect.
A guaro.
Guaro?
Guaro. Oh, it's like the inside of a cactus with seeds, right?
Well, that's the name of the fish.
Cutting eyes. It was just such a dream. I just can't believe. You know when it's like a dream and you wake up and you're like, oh, darn, it was a dream. This was actually like a dream that was actually happening.
I don't know how she never met Cheryl, though.
It's a magic moment, and the magic continues. We get back to the main stage. The Vivian takes a win, gets another repeater badge. Okay, I thought it was very close between her and Davina.
And the awkward hug. The hug between Baga and Vivian trying to get into the rain.
Drag.
She's trying to make it through the rain, and she can't. Slash drag.
Drag is fierce and fun and hilarious. You're having an emotional moment. All you want is a hug, and your fucking giant headpieces clang into each other. That is drag as we know it.
100%.
The magic continues, and normally you wouldn't want to be in the bottom two. However, Cheryl Hole gets to perform in front of Cheryl.
This was set up from day one of the season.
I don't like to make categorical statements like that, but I will say that this is a magic moment for Cheryl Hole. Clearly, she gets to perform a song by her namesake idol in front of her and slay it and kill it. So, I don't know. I always believe that we as drag queens, we get to create magic moments for people sometimes. We get to. And this is the creation of a really magic moment for Cheryl that she's never going to forget.
For sure, yeah.
So that's a deep salute.
Poor Blue. Can you imagine having to lip sync against Cheryl in front of Cheryl Cole for a song that Cheryl knows every single move to, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Good
luck.
But
Blue never flinched. She did a great job.
It looked like he was in pain the whole time because his makeup, the way it was painted, watching someone sing like a happy song while they looked like they were like squeezing out a kidney stone.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it was kind of like eating spaghetti, but then it tasting like ice cream, one of those fake desserts where you're like, oh, this is supposed to look like this but taste like this. That was Blue's face during the whole lip sync.
Like when Courtney did those triangles on her face at Burning Man.
Oh,
and
God.
She looked like a sad clown. Like she looked like a sad face the
whole
night.
Oh my gosh. She was she's been workshopping that for a few years now.
Now, have you heard the song Call My Name by Cheryl?
I haven't been lucky enough yet to, but I'm...
We heard it, the one time, last night.
Yeah, you know what I did notice last night, though? They, not to detract from that opus of songwriting, but Rue didn't tell anybody who was in the bottom two. She just told Baga that she was safe, and then they went into the other spiel. There was no mind fuck. It's just like, you're safe, so you two, you're going to lip sync.
Yeah.
Which I like. Cut out.
We're down to the, final five.
Cut the chaff.
Yeah. What's the crack?
I want to hear your analysis of the death drop.
Oh.
Because it felt like she was maybe too overzealous and overshot it.
It's a jumping death drop, girl.
Yeah.
Cheryl Hole is an amazing performer. We're watching the lip sync right now. Blue's buns are coming. Those buns are trying to leave the building.
She should have hot crossed them with a couple of bobby pins.
Well,
hot cross them buns.
Oh, look, Baga does know the words. She's at the back of the
she
stage.
She knew the chorus.
Singing. I know the chorus.
She knows the chorus.
I know the chorus.
The death drop.
Oh, the death drop. Oh, damn.
She's airborne for at least a second and a half.
Fully horizontal.
She jumps into this death drop.
They should have an MRI and Untucked for her.
Like, literal.
Well, I mean.
Be careful, divas. Do not try this at home.
Or get on the show and hurt yourself bad and then.
Come back.
Buy a new back. My one girlfriend, she slipped off a truck working on Princess Diaries 2.
Oh.
And, Disney ended up paying for her
Genovia,
vagina.
The return to Genovia?
Well, she brought a whole new genitalia of her.
Oh.
Because with the money from the settlement, she bought a pussy.
Liv.
God bless. Deep friend of the pod. Deep friend of the puss.
Just live by your own advice. You said last week, take care of your skeleton, divas.
Take care of the skeleton, divas.
You
That's
only
all
get
I
one.
Can say.
For
yes.
sure.
Cheryl clearly wins the lip sync. This is her moment. And she says, Blue, I'm going to come visit you in Northern Ireland.
If we book you.
Nice button. And Blue's exit line is really nice. She's like, don't feel blue. Just follow me on Instagram. Bye.
We love a conscious doll.
We do. And how many followers is she at on Instagram? I hope she's getting a lot from this because she's been an amazing competitor.
I followed her before. So.
And she's really fabulous. She's at 178K and climbing.
Is she verified?
Yeah.
Yes, Diva.
How wonderful for her.
Yeah. So
very, very wonderful.
We love you, Blue Hydrangea. You've had a great showing. It was really great getting to hang out with her and meet her when we were in Belfast. She is a lovely doll, a really class act. And I have a feeling we haven't seen the last of Blue.
Her earrings. No. Her earrings saw the last of her when they jumped off of her ears during the lip sync.
Well, we've all done
that. And on Blue's story is Cheryl lip syncing to the song.
Work.
Doing a cleaner.
Oh, wait. She has a corset on here and it looks better than it did in the other thing. Maybe it's just the wings.
We love the divas.
We do love the divas.
I love drag.
Blue was wearing the same earrings that Jade wore for a photo shoot with Galore magazine, too.
Oh,
they're
nice.
From Bottle Blonde. They're like holographic. Oh. They're very light, but big impact. I love them.
I appreciate you.
I was blowing. Never mind. I shouldn't say this.
Well, thank you so much for joining us for Race Chaser this week. And we promise to continue to provide you with award-winning content on Wednesdays and Fridays every single week.
/ drag. And if you're in the UK or Ireland, don't... Ireland. If you're in the UK or...
If you're in the UK or Ireland.
Don't wait to get your tickets to our live shows in November, which is this month. You can visit holytea.net or draggedup.net. Mm-hmm. November 22nd, Glasgow. November 25th, London. November 26th, Manchester. And November 27th, put some dubs on it, Dublin.
That's right.
I'm Willem.
And I'm Alaska. And you can rate our podcast and comment about how pleasing to the ear it is. And subscribe to make sure you never miss an episode.
Now is that bonus content? Tell me this. We have a bonus video content available at patreon.com/Willem. And you can sign up and like virtually tip us for as small as $1 a day. You too can help us buy wigs. Just use the # racechaser and you can watch the videos a la carte if you search for Race Chaser.
And on Instagram, follow the dolls at Willem at the Only Alaska 5000. And our Race Chaser podcast Instagram is at Race Chaser Pod. And don't forget to use the # Race Chaser whenever you post.
We love hearing from you, especially Dipper. Send us a DM or email us at racechaserpod@gmail.com with all your intel, facts, collusions, and drama.
That's right. Bye. Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.
Forever.
Race Chaser with Alaska and Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck, available on iTunes.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.